All right. We'll just go over Simon. We are in Simon and Zion. Just want to go over Sif Yud Ches. Yesh b'shem v'chol machmet shehuskar sham b'dika kagon b'drusa n'fula u'shvura. Any case where they say that after some major accident something happened and we check the body, and some say v'doras halalu. That it was in the time of the Gemara, they could check it. Lekala make him abdika shapir. We don't know how to do it. Unless like takanta el shui yubes chaydish. The only thing we could do is to is to wait yubes chaydish. Right, we're going to see that the Shach points out, and we just saw yesterday, it was in the Ramah, is it brings at the end that. You know that Yubeis Chodesh is Koveya, according to this is the Shitas Rashba. He says that the whole Mokom Shehu Vaday Treifa Afal Pi Shenishta Yubeis Chodesh Hu Chai Oser. Right. So the Shach points out that that it seems to be a bit of a machlokas over here, because here the Rashba says even by Vaday Drusa and the Fula. That Yubeis Chodesh works, whereas you know the Ramah says that it doesn't make a difference. It's usher. So the Shach points out that the Ramah is talking about a case which is vaday treif hamamish, something that case of the Rashba was a case where the animal had three hind legs. All right, it's nothing to like you know discuss. You know it's chlor. Trefa, and it lived 12 months. That was the shaila sent to the Rashba. So the Rashba says, you know, that the Chacham said Yubeis Chodesh, and therefore, even though it lived Yubeis Chodesh, it was Derech Nes, and therefore, it's Aser. There's no way to matter. It's Aser anyway. The case of the Mechaber is a case of Islay Bedika, meaning something happened to it, which. Very potentially, you know, trace it up, but we have a bedika, we can do the see. Well, did something really happen?
Could it be because there's a suffix?
It's a little bit of a suffix in it. So, therefore, what the Yubeis Chodesh, what we're doing is derech bedika. The case of the Rashba, the case of the Ramah, was that it was trefa and survived Yubeis Chodesh. The question is. Okay, fine. Now can does that matter it though? So that already everyone seems to agree, like the Rashba, that won't matter it. Aruch Shulchan explains the Rambam a bit, whatever, that it could be that not everyone agrees with the Rashba that it's derech neis, but it could be that it's just a miyuta to miyuta. You have singular cases where they live. And in that case, it would be not like the Rashba. It would be kosher. It's just the bedika is going to work because rove of cases, you don't have to be choshesh for that miyut that's treifa and it's going to live. You don't have to be choshesh for that. And that seems to be more, but that's a different way of understanding in the Shach that it's cholik on the Rashba. But it's not. You know, if it lives 12 months, then the bedika works. It could be the Rashba agrees. The bedika works because it's there's a miyuta to miyuta, so we don't have to be choshish for that. There's nafkamina about whether the animal was could be treated. If the animal was treated, you know, the Rashba could say that afal pike. Let's say they cut the leg off and they fixed it up and whatever. The Rashba might say it doesn't make a difference if it's vare vare trefa. I guess there are those who are cholkim on that in the time of Simon Ches and the Pesach Tshuva in Sif Beis was into with the Machachma Sodom and the other Mekilim Neged the Ramah that Akoponim it's if it does live it's not necessarily or you heal it it's not necessarily necessarily also Machachma Ches and Meruba different thing whatever is what to rely on. Achopanim, let's just finish reading here. Open the keva, she tisaver v'telei, or if it's in the keva, she gets pregnant. Vitele, then she's able to actually give birth. Also by a bird if it lays eggs. The shasa chafal fiel and it waited 21 days. Acha chazver lahatil or whatever the cycle is. Beitzim sheira. So that's fine. Chenim lo hitil beitzim me'olam. If it never had, it never had any eggs. Im shasa acha shadola b'tzavik treifus chafal fiel. If it waited 21 days, v'ischil lahatil beitzim sheira and started laying eggs. It's kosher. Yisharon shigam bezman hazeh boitkim el shetzarich lizar lahavi kol abikim. But davar, some say you could check, but you need to bring. Some acholik can say you could still check, but you need to bring. There need to be bekim, people who have besiras and things, whatever that not everyone can check. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a lashon. It means anyone.
Anyone called as opposed to all.
You can't call everyone in the world, but I guess it means that anyone you could get your hands on, I guess so. Call the key. Yeah, anyone in the city who's it seems to be that you have. I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. I would think it means whoever, you try to get the top people, whoever you can, you get a team together, whatever, because that would be the experts. I mean, you bring the experts. That's what it means. There's one expert. There's two experts. I don't know. And Hagava no ano b'dor sachreinu ein bekin evedika. There's no bekin at all. Anything there's a that that you wait till a month. It's gonna get mixed up. Even if there's only one, we're not going to keep. We trace it up, and we don't because of chashash takala. Ve'ein lamachor chay lo v'kachavim. We don't sell chay to a goy. El yamisenu kol them. We kill it before Shem and Yachzok mikrein to Yisrael, because maybe he'll sell the animal to Yisrael and to treifa. And chaynu amedik medinas elu v'chol makom shehu varai treifa. Also, that's what I discussed before. Sifu test. Yesh ownership. Tziporim ktanim ein admimus nikeres behem. We don't see if it definitely was Doris. We're not able to check the if it's red, spreading red in its in muscle in the inside. Fichach ein lahem bedika. Nechen yesh ownership aras. Hanets eno elam adam. Some even say that if it was doros from the nets, the aret doesn't turn red kolkach. In a nikar alfichach eno bedika, and by small birds, if there was drisa by a nets, then it's straight. Chav in rabim heim anidrasim. If there's a bunch of nidrasim, also the hashayis on your base chaydesh. Like the Rama mentioned before, but here the mechaber means is that there's a bunch. The Rama is choshish even for one. The Rama says that we're choshish even for one for a takala, whereas according to the mechaber, you need a few of them. Chaf Aleph, also limkor drusa or suffik drusa. You're not allowed to sell a drusa or a suffik drusa to a goy. Shem yachzim mikran li Yisrael. Mentioned before, Hagav v'dafka b'treifus she'eni yodea yedua. These are only b'treifus which are not obvious. Now treifus hayedua v'nikra l'kol motor. It doesn't if it has an extra leg, if it has, it's missing something. It's something which is obvious, very obvious. Then you are allowed to sell it, because even if she sells it to another Jew, obviously it's treif. Alive. V'chein afilu suffik treifus, even if yesh machshirin ha-treifus halalu, avagav t'kaimel on la'osu, mikomakom muter, if there's a tzad, we're machmer to treif it up, But there are those shitas which have seberuba, different things that you can be savichan. So then mikomakom, then in that situation you are allowed to sell it to a goy. Yisrael, since even if the Jew was going to go ahead and get the animal, since it's a machlokas, so then it's not okay. So he let's say he ate it. Let's say he sold it. People ate it. It's not ish machshirin. It's you don't have to worry so much if as long as it's there are sheets das yachin, but there's enough. There's machlokes yesh machshirin, so therefore it's not you don't have to be choshesh for a takala, because it's not going to be full takala. It's going to be worst case scenario, he eats something with a bad hechsher. You're not being that's a, give it to him straight. Here's a give it to a goy and he's gonna sell it. Then it's already not
not bad hechsher. It's just hechsher,
right. Right, well, here yesh machshirin could be that we're not samich on it bechlal. I'm bringing it to hechsherim that, again, we're not talking about you give it to him straight. So you give it to a store, and then you have to be choshesh, and maybe you're talking about a goy also. I'm not saying you should, I'm giving a mashal, not getting into the actual halacha with that. Nun ches, nefula, asura. If an animal fell, we're choshish for that its internal organs got messed up. Ketzah, behema that fell, right, if it was standing on its feet when it fell, right? So I think there's choshemish, but I think there's a discussion of someone, what did cow tipping, what's called cow tipping, where they push the cow over. And cow can't get up, so that is that mazik or not, whatever. So if it fell, in yesh mikreisa ad hamakom shenafla sham yutfachim, if there's yutfachim until from its stomach and down, choshish again, yutfachim is a general shear of that we're choshesh of it's a shear of a boar that I could kill someone, or I could kill a person, not but kill an animal. That an animal falls into a boar, you're talking that it could that it, it's a mazik and it could die. So if it fell, you're talking. Let's say it was lying down already. And it didn't realize it was next to a boar, and it turned over and fell in. So actually, a goyva hamakom asar tefachin. Ask me, the boar is asar tefachin, or the hill, or whatever. But had the bein and goyva asar tefachin, dafka benafla meyatma. That's where it fell over by itself. Oh, he pilua acherim. Other people pushed it down. The other shereitzim la pila, and they and no, the animal knew that they're trying to push him over. Well, hipiluach acherim shalomi daita. If other people pushed it over and it didn't realize, oh, afilo yada bekach elashi pilua vavasachas. He knew it was happening, but they didn't like hold it. They just gave it a shove and it fell over. Afilo pachus ve'asar tefachim choshishin la. Even less than asar tefachim, we're choshish for it. We'll see, because it doesn't because it if it's falling and it knows it's falling, it tries to balance itself. We'll see in a few minutes.
Didn't put up a fight.
Not a fight, but it's called. It sticks its. It tenses its feet. It tenses its feet in the ground to steady itself, so it doesn't get damaged. It's something like that. Akhupanim, but if it doesn't know, or if it falls straight, it doesn't have a chance to do that. Then even pachos lisar tefachim, for that it got hurt. We have to check it, obviously. Even by a chicken, and you push a chicken over. Kaparos, you do kapar, if you do kaparos and you throw the chicken, then don't shecht it, because it's nafula. right? you have to be careful not to just, you know, if it fell on its side, if you threw it and it fell on its feet, fine. But if you threw it and it fell on its side, then don't give it to Bishechtit for the Anim. Beis Oof.
Does this apply also in terms of the shear of 10 tefachim?
Oh, for an Oof?
For a bird?
Yeah, it's 10 tefachim, yeah. Beis Oof, Shadarsa Adam Baraglov. Oath that someone stepped on, or tarfa lekoisel. Let's say he was doing kapara, shlugging kaparos, and whoops, smacked into a wall, or shiratasu behema, or animal stepped on it, shenechmer adav kosher, or whacked something else, chushin lo. Agav echeni nafal evin adav kosher al gufo, if something fell on it, something hard fell on it, behema behema, who davar sheish lachush. Obviously, if something small fell, but a big rock or something fell on it, we have to be choshish also, like nefula. The bdika will help. Well, we'll see what the bdika is. Gimel nefula sharmarnu shechoshishin la. That we said we're choshish im lo amda also. If it didn't get up, then tasser lishchayd also ache tisha meisayis until we see that it. That it's alive, it stays alive for 24 hours. Even if we open it up and we see everything's 100% fine, because the fula is its own trefa. It's not that the fula is a hechatimsa to the kuva. It's listed in the mission. The fula is its own trefa. So therefore, it's physical trauma, and therefore mechoshish. If he shechted it, it's lived beis ha'eis, and then you shechted it. Then tzarich lebadkan kol chalal kulo bekatkol harosh al hayarech. Then we're yoytze from the fula. Now we're choshish for other issues. Nimatz about treifus mei treifus shemanu chachamim. It says any other treifus or shidisrasik even mei avarin shemifneim or any internal organ is shredded. Nifsa da tzurasoi. A reizu treifa, then it's treif. A field nisvasek, ever made avar shinit lo kosher shera, the toch like the tchol or klios, is still if still in this case it's could go tchol klios. A reizu treifa, chutz be beis arachem, except for the beis arachem shein nisvasek that if it fell and then it got ruined, a reizu muteris. That's okay. Nasimanim einan tzvichim bedika she'enan nafil b'mechas hasam. If it fell, that's a broken snack or something, or like I don't know, if it's still alive, I don't know, whatever. But chupanim stam, it fell over, and then not chushish that it ruined the simanim, the kon and the veshet. Hagavim hucha be'evim makom echad. If someone, if you know that got hit with a stone in one spot, einan tzvichim bedika rach neged a makom shehucha sham. You don't have to be choishesh. Like we had the case, where it was speared, it was punctured, it was stabbed in one spot. You don't have to worry that it got speared somewhere else. we also have there's a case in the Pesach Tshuva talks about a case that it got up and then it like sunk down to lie on the floor. So the question is that good? Is that good enough? It stood, but it's Hacheni. It seemed very weak, and it fell down. We'll see Sif Dalet. Im Amda Tochmei Sa'es Dailo V'Bedika. Then we see it's not the Fula. If someone picked it up, it's love klum. But like I said, it's a bit of it's a suffix. If it got up and then lied back down, if that's considered a real amida, or that's just okay. It was mavatal. If it got up, then it's clear that it's not that then the fula can't get up. So but it lied down again. So then okay, that's different. You have to check it. But if it was, if it got up and like went back down, then it's not, has to be it's standing normally. But if it's not, then it's still considered in the fula. Hey, yesh b'sha'im b'shakol sha'amda v'halcha, it got up and it walked, the field imtza shini be'vera, even if, I don't know, it's, something's wrong. Ain choshish in love, don't have to worry about it, as long as it's walking. Koshe a shini matrif, shabrahim, as long as the shini is not matrif, you know, then that's okay. Vav halchak shera, if it walks, it's kosher, but it doesn't even need bedika. I will be shiloshah samay say, so we got up and walked around. That's where it's walking normally. It's wobbly, it's limping, you know, zigzagging, things like that, and it's bedika. We don't know how to check for nefula. It's only mutter without a bedika if it walks normally. Has to be that walked all amos, hiluch yofe, like a nice, healthy walk. Kemosha halcha kodem shenaf, like it was walking before. Or kashar behema, if you don't know how this animal walked before, like any other regular animal. Im halcha rakach v'acharkach ena yechola leilech. If it walked, and then it suddenly wasn't able to walk anymore, it was weak, it was this. Dina kashar mesukenes, then maybe something happened, you're right, but it's not a treifa. It's not a treifa, it could be mesukenes then, which is mutter to shach, and that's okay. Zion ofsha nechbar al pleyamayim, and a bird that splattered into the water, im shat melokomaso imata lamala, if it's floating, lumasamayim choshin, if it's floating normally, imata lamala, it's like swimming, in choshin, im shat. If it's floating upside down, or it's like lying on its back, whatever, and it's not just going with the current, it's a bedika. If there's other things floating next to it, it's still considered shat machmasa. We don't say, well, oh, maybe it's being supported by the things floating. We say that it's floating. It's considered floating by itself, and it's fine. Ches davku knafu v'devik b'shas, say that someone glued its wings together when it was trapped. It nechbat. And then it fell down. In shnei knafav nidbeku bedaf shetzad yosabo choshishin. If they're mamish, like, you know, glued together, tied together with a piece of wood, then choshish. It's erach bedika. Vimlo but nidbakbo. If it wasn't glued, ela echad mehem. Only one of them was glued. In choshishin shu pareach ma'av knafav sheni. So if it fell down, it's okay. So if the person was talking kaparis and dropped it. Slowed it down, and that's okay. Zecharim, I mean, ha-menagchim ze. If you have rams who are, you know, charging each other, the nafu la'aretz choshishin lahem, because it doesn't, again, it doesn't expect to go ahead, and it's not expecting to steady itself. So it's ki'ilu, we are, it's ki'ilu, it's you know, mapil bevasachas. And therefore would be awesome.
We lost the last 30 seconds of the video.
Okay, fine. So I'll go over.